With me from Tel Aviv is political science professor Galia Golan. She is a co-founder of Israel's Peace Now movement. What is your understanding of where we stand now in terms of efforts for a ceasefire?
Well, certainly there's a good deal of talk now of a ceasefire. Apparently there's an Egyptian plan that the Americans are working on. I believe Condoleezza Rice is working on this. And the reports here are that the Americans find the plan fairly acceptable, and it has elements in it, although we don't know the details, it has elements in it that apparently Israel has been seeking in terms of the border with Egypt and responsibility for what we call the Philadelphia area, so that tunnel building will no longer take place. The reports are that the proposal itself is one that would be in Israel's favor and to the detriment of Hamas. But the reports here in terms of the Israeli response indicate that the government is still divided. There's still talk of a third stage, of another stage in the war itself in Gaza. And while they don't say exactly what that stage would be, apparently, from what one has been saying and what has been leaking from the government, apparently the idea would be a much longer stay in Gaza, which would bring about, presumably, the demise of Hamas. According to reports in Israel, the government is divided on this, and those who want to go into this third stage and those who think we can stop now. And interestingly, apparently, the one who wants to stop now is Barak. He believes, according to what the Israel television has said, Barak believes that we have accomplished what we wanted to accomplish. We need now to have and can achieve another long-term ceasefire on conditions that are much more favorable to us, and that if we go for a third stage, it means a very long stay, relatively long stay in Gaza, that could, and I quote, destroy what has been achieved. Now, we don't know exactly what that means, but I find it hard to believe that that Barak would be hesitant about continuing if he didn't feel that it would not lead to something significant. And I think, you see, I think this is really the whole point, is that nobody really knows what the objectives of this war are or what they have been. They may have changed in the course of the fighting. They may not have been clear from the beginning. But one of the problems that existed all along, and one of the reasons, I believe, that the whole campaign was put off or not undertaken for the past 6 months, even though it was being prepared and talked about, was that there was the problem of the exit strategy. This kept being raised. How do we get out? What would constitute victory in this situation?
So what do you think would constitute victory now, if Israel were to agree to a ceasefire in the next few days? What would it consider success?
Well, Israel will declare a victory no matter what, as will Hamas, by the way.
Right.
Israel will say that we got, and what they claim they're seeking, as the government claims it's seeking, is a better ceasefire. That is, conditions that would prevent the tunnels, prevent the rearming, prevent arms from getting in, and prevent, therefore, also the firing of rockets. That's what they claim would be an achievement. There are those who, particularly after the campaign began, and particularly after the ground campaign began, were talking about destroying Hamas. And obviously that won't be the case if we have a ceasefire now. But what I want to add here is that I don't think that either one of those objectives is necessarily attainable. In other words, Israel will certainly declare whatever agreement is reached for a ceasefire, whether it's tomorrow or next week. Israel will certainly declare that it's a victory, that it's more favorable than what we had before. And it may be to some degree, but I don't think that ultimately it can prevent the rearming of Hamas, ultimately, no more than we could prevent the rearming of Hezbollah. Now, the circumstances are, of course, quite different. But nonetheless, even with an international force, and there is a good deal of talk about an international force being placed on that border, even with an international force, I'm not convinced that one can prevent Hamas from at some point regrouping. The other thing is part of the plan that's being talked about, which would be, quote, a defeat for Hamas and a victory for Israel in the apparently the Egyptian plan for a ceasefire, is the idea of bringing the Palestine Authority, read Abu Mazen and Fatah, as part of that border arrangement between the Gaza Strip and Egypt, which is something, of course, Hamas opposes, and that would constitute a humiliation of Hamas. The only thing is that I find it really very, very hard to believe that it's possible to bring in Fatah or the Palestine Authority on that border for any length of time and with any legitimacy, because I think that this is perceived and certainly should be perceived, I think, by the Palestinians as some sort of collaboration between Abu Mazen and Israel. And we've heard this already, of course, that in fact what is happening is PLO collaboration with Israel. And I think if we just stop a minute and think about this, how can Abu Mazen and Fatah come in on the heels of Israeli tanks into Gaza? I think this would be suicidal for the Palestine Authority. So it looks to me like a very, very difficult thing to achieve. And I must say that I think this has ramifications for what's going to happen after the war. Now, let's assume that there's a ceasefire. Let's assume that we reach an agreement for a long-term ceasefire. Let's assume that we reach some kind of an agreement on that Egyptian border. And I think there will also have to be the opening of certain passageways or checkpoints to ease the siege on Gaza. Then we have to see how you justify this. How do you say, well, we're continuing the siege on Hamas, we continue to boycott them, but we will open some of the passages, which has to be done for humanitarian reasons and international pressure. But more than that, how do you go on and then resume negotiations with Abu Mazen when, in fact, he's been so badly discredited? And I think this is really one of the major questions that hasn't been asked with regard to this whole conflict at the moment.
Right. Thank you very much, Galia.